it's Arlen. I thought I'd do something a little different right now. We're going to test this out, experiment. I may or may not post it. But I was sitting here, it's Friday night in Los Angeles, November 20th. And I was kind of winding down. You might hear some traffic in the background. I have my window open in my office. But I was winding down, and another week has gone by, another very eventful week. And I thought, I don't really share my day-to-day with people, or maybe a snapshot of the week, at least on this podcast. And so I thought maybe it could be helpful to someone, maybe a founder or, I'm not even sure who it'd be helpful to, but maybe it'll be helpful to someone to kind of just know what I did in the week. Because I do get asked different questions that are more practical like that. So, I'm going to go back to last Friday around this time. We were coming off of another long week, but it was my friend and chief of staff's 30th birthday, Chacho Valadez. You may know him from backstage, or I've mentioned him. There's an episode of him earlier. You can search his name, Chacho, of Your First Million. You may know him on Twitter, etc. And we announced that he had been promoted to chief of staff and as a principal at backstage. So chief of staff of Arlen was here, principal at backstage. Last weekend, I vegged out. It was amazing. Because I work so much, as most of us do. And I never used to do weekends. I never gave myself real weekends. Then I started doing one day a weekend. I'd say, okay, at least one day a weekend, I'm going to veg out. And I'll catch up to work on the second day or the Sunday. But now I'm like, you know, on these COVID streets out here, I've been like, nah, I got to have 2 days, 48 hours at least to just turn my mind off. And I often do a lot of strategizing and a lot of daydreaming and thinking during that time when I'm not working on other things, which is really nice and I enjoy it. I also do a lot of learning. So it's kind of like off work, but it's not off moving forward. So what did I do on the weekend? I watched everything. I watched Coco for the first time last weekend, even though it's been out for like 3 years and everybody says it's amazing. I watched it for the first time. It was beautiful, just like everybody had said. It was really funny and really, really poignant and made me think. Coco, I highly suggest it. I highly recommend it. I watched a Paris Hilton documentary on YouTube that just came out a few weeks ago. She started following me on Instagram, and I had met her for like a split second backstage someplace at Girl Boss last year. And I've always been really intrigued by her because I always knew she was putting this, whatever this was, she was putting it on. And boy, was she putting it on, and boy, does she have a story to tell. So really recommend that as well. I watched the latest season of Fargo. There's one more episode that hasn't aired yet as of now, but I watched that season that stars Chris Rock. I'm just doing this by memory, so I don't know how interesting it is at all or accurate, but I know that much. I binged that and watched up until the ninth episode, and then I watched the ninth episode on Monday night or Tuesday. I watched a lot of Frasier's last season. I was I don't know why it was like there on Hulu, and I'm like, I'll watch it. And then I watched all 24 episodes in like 3 days. I mean, when I'm on, and when I'm off, y'all. You don't even know. I order some food that reminds me of the fancy movie theater that brings food to you, has truffle oil in it. I order that. I get my little blankie. I put my feet up. I'm watching. And that's it. Hang out with my wife, laugh a lot, chill. Then on Monday, we usually at backstage have a lot of our meetings on Monday. We have our investor committee meeting, which is a couple of hours. It's also a meeting where we go over just, you know, the overall health of Backstage. Usually have that with Christy, Brittany, and Chacho. And then I have an Arlen Was Here meeting after, right after it, with Chacho, Jamie, and now Megan. And we go over things pretty briefly, but get to catch up. We all catch up in these times too, since we've always been a remote team, but now we're a remote, you know, on purpose, or I guess I should say that another way. We're on remote, forced that way, so we can't even see each other. Usually before, when we were remote, we would see each other every 2 or 3 months, maybe every quarter we'd see each other. So these meetings usually are all most of the day, and then I don't schedule much around it except for this or that movie. I'm sorry, not movie. I got movie on the brain. This or that meeting. Tuesday, I'm looking at my calendar now. Tuesday, what did I do on Tuesday? Okay, so we did three very, end of year reports for three different groups. One group was our LPs, our limited partners who invest in our funds. One was for our studio investors, which is a separate entity that we have that works hand in hand with our funds. And the third was for our BackstageCrowd.com investors who are part of our syndicate. And these all took us 2 or 3 weeks to prepare for. And then they were each at least an hour and very, very, you know, had to bring it for all of them, because you're in front of your investors and they want answers. And, you know, it's a very friendly environment. It's a very forgiving environment, but it's where you can't really hide in those meetings. And our goal is to have these three meetings, at least every quarter in 2021. So the preparation for it and then going into it took a lot out of me. And then we sort of did recaps, and that was a lot. But I will say it was great. They're all great reports. It was really good stuff, really exciting. Brittany Davis prepared a lot of the materials, and then I kind of led the actual meetings. But it was definitely a collaboration. We all work on everything together. On Wednesday of this week, let me go back to Tuesday to make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, yeah. I was trying to watch the Mary Trump Fireside at Lesbians Who Tech, but I missed it. So I'm going to have to try to watch the replay. On Wednesday, I spoke at I'm In Accelerator in Nigeria. I spoke virtually, of course. That was really cool. It's an accelerator out there that is doing a lot of great things. I then spoke to some students at Oxford who have received a grant or a scholarship. There's a combination that my mother and I have put out, and that Oxford now is matching in some ways. So I'll tell you more information about that soon, but you may have, if you were around this time last year, we did make the announcement. My mom and I have the first scholarship for a Black scholar student at Oxford University. That's an undergrad scholarship, and that has led to a lot of more things happening at Oxford, which we're excited to tell you about soon. So I was having a meeting with some of their faculty and some of the students that got to participate in that, along with my mother, who was also on the call. Then I had some other kind of calls that were more about kind of our partnerships. Had a few calls about some really fun online course stuff that I'm going to do in 2021. You know, I had the online course, Arlen Was Here dot, well, no, it's a new one. Go to Arlen's Academy, arlensacademy.com, arlensacademy.com. That's where you find the latest. But if you're in that course right now, thank you. If you're not, but you've heard about it, ooh, y'all ain't seen anything yet. That was me finding my sea legs. we're about to do some amazing things in 2021 with all of my courses. Really expand that part of what I do, because I just enjoy it so much, and I've heard so much feedback and get to work with students almost every day and some way or another. So I would encourage you, actually, if either for yourself or as a gift in the holidays, to sign up for the course. It's called how to raise capital from scratch for your company. It's also about bootstrapping. And there's a payment plan if you need that. There's a way to get it a little bit cheaper if you don't. And it's still discounted. It's cost $597, and it's a $2,000 course. So get it while you can, and there's a payment plan if you need that. And then I spoke at an event called Money in Her Hands with Sally Kroshek. I think I'm saying her name right. I hope I am. Who is has been called the most powerful woman on Wall Street in the past. It was for UN Women New York, and it was for a nonprofit. Or they are a nonprofit, but it was for an initiative they were doing for Bangladeshi women, and all of that. The whole day was just a joy. Thursday, I had an LP meeting, which means that I invest in other funds now. And so that, remember I told you that we had an LP meeting for our LPs? Well, because I have about a dozen LP investments, at least once a month, there is a, maybe twice or two or three times a month, there is an LP meeting that I need to attend, or somebody on my team needs to attend and then give me the notes. So we had that for one of the funds, which is cool. I spoke at a event called Building Resilience for, again, Oxford. So Oxford popped up again. It's the third time speaking for Oxford in 2 weeks. So I spoke to a select group about building resilience, and that went really well. I enjoyed that. I then spoke at an event for disability entrepreneurship's pitch competition. It was their first one at the Viscardi Center. And man, like I told them, just top-notch pitches. And shout out to Carmen if you're listening. Shout out to Alex if you're listening. And then my mom was there. She comes to a lot of my events, but check this out. You probably don't know this. If you were at the event, you saw me leave. I did my keynote, just kick things off. And then I left, and my mom stuck around, and she watched most of the pitches. And she just kept texting me, and she's like, this one's amazing. This one's amazing. You got to check this one out. This one needs some work. This one's amazing, you know. So we were watching, so really appreciate you all having me. Then I had some more meetings and did some more research, and forgot to mention that on Wednesday night, so this is Thursday, Wednesday night, I watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion on HBO Max. So good. so good. My goodness. Oh, it was just, I wasn't expecting it. I knew I was going to have a great time watching. I knew it was going to be nostalgic. It was going to be funny. It was going to be fun. Maybe even sad at places with James Avery, Uncle Phil. But the whole thing, I think we slept on Fresh Prince a little bit when it was happening. I don't think we understood what we had. And, you know, I think it had, if not the same, if not more, and some people are going to attack me on this, but relevance and impact than even A Different World. Now, A Different World and so many other shows in the past, Girlfriends, I feel the same way about Living Single, I feel the same way about, they were so impactful in so many ways for Black women, for Black people, and for the country and the world. Fresh Prince, I just hadn't thought about it the way that I think I needed to have thought about it. And I definitely have a a great respect for Will Smith. I think he's a brilliant mind, and that whole thing, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, even though I know everybody knows what happens in it, but man, there are some parts in that that I was just like, I couldn't breathe, you know, I was just sort of like just stuck in that moment of watching it with anticipation and also reflection. So I enjoyed that a great deal. And then today, it's Friday, I had a lot of one-on-one sessions. I have a small group called the All Access group. So it's Arlen's All Access. It's one-on-one, not coaching, but like really consulting and just working together. We do one-on-ones and we also work as a group for a full year. It's a pilot program. You can email me at my first name at backstagecapital.com if you're interested. Arlan at backstagecapital.com. It does cost $10,000 for the full year. It's mainly for investors to really help them hone in on their thesis, hone in on something that they may be working on, maybe thinking about ways to make more money in order to invest more. And it's unprecedented access, as it were. Like I spend a lot of time on this, and so we're doing a year. So starting at this time and a year from now, it'll probably cost twice as much at least. But I'm piloting it, so people are learning together. We're learning with each other. And also for every 10 people who join, I will have a free spot for a Black woman that I choose or a woman of color that I choose. And you know, that'll be that. okay. So I did that, and then to wrap everything up, I spent the afternoon today interviewing for Lesbians Who Tech. Really love that place. Interviewing Melody Hobson of Ariel Investments and Lovey of Awesomely Lovey. And couldn't be, you know, more different, I guess, in some ways, but then obviously we all have our ties. I hadn't spoken to either of them before in an interview setting. I've known about both of them, and especially with Melody, had been watching her work for years. I mean, she's a pioneer. If you don't know Melody Hobson, hopefully I've said that correctly the whole time, Melody Hobson, if you don't know her, it's Mellody Hobson, Hobson, researcher. The real cheap, easy way of saying it real fast is to say her husband is George Lucas of Star Wars fame, but that's like the least interesting thing about her. There's a lot more going for her than that. Check it out. Watch the Oprah interview. Read the Vanity Fair 2015 article. It's just impressive. She came from very, very lean means. We have that in common. And has built something incredible for herself. So she's going to inspire you. Maybe I'll be able to get her on the podcast, or at least get the audio from Lesbians Who Tech eventually for the podcast. But check it out. They have both of those interviews. Melody's interview and Lovey's interview will be available for on demand, if not now that you're listening to this, at the Lesbians Who Tech website. Then in a few days, it'll be up. So you want to check both of those out. Really, really had a great time. And I do love this interviewing thing. Even though it's not my main gig, I do like it. All right. I've talked a lot. You got 20 minutes of me. Who knows if that was interesting? Who knows? But I just thought it was kind of cool. Sit down and unwind. Right now I'm going to listen to yesterday's episode of Pod Save America. And then I'm going to listen to about an hour of the new Barack Obama book. I've been doing an hour every night. It's a 29-hour listen at 1x speed. So my goal is to do at least an hour for the next, you know, 4 weeks or so. In the holidays, I think it's a good time to do it. I'm loving it so far. It's incredible. Really, really, really interesting stuff so far. So excited about it. And as you can probably hear by now, I'm super tired, so I'm gonna go. But thank you, everybody, for all your love all week, all your feedback all week. Even some of y'all haters. Why are you listening to 20 minutes of this if you don't like me? Okay, love y'all. Talk to you later.